Now, Graham Dwyer has this lunchtime, as you've been hearing, been given permission to appeal against his conviction for the murder of Elaine O'Hara in 2012. The development emerged after the state contested to a dismissal, consented to a dismissal of its appeal against a mobile phone data ruling in Mr. O'Dwyer's favour. We can talk to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, who has more on this. Just remind us of the background now to this decision today, Orla, and what exactly happened today.
Yes, well, this really clears the way for Graham Dwyer's appeal, which had been on hold pending the resolution of this whole issue in relation to the retention and accessing of mobile phone metadata, which was an important part of the prosecution against him. And so he was waiting for this to be resolved before pressing ahead with his appeal, and it can now go ahead. He had the Court of Justice of the EU ruled in his favour earlier this year, finding that the system Ireland used to retain, the legislation Ireland used to retain and access mobile phone metadata, breached EU law. Dwyer had won in the High Court. The state appealed to the Supreme Court, and it had referred certain matters to the CJEU, which came back then to the Supreme Court for final orders in the matter. The Chief Justice, Donal O'Donnell, was told this morning that in light of the CJEU's decision, the state was consenting to the dismissal of its appeal. And Senior Counsel Sean Geeran for the state asked the court to make orders by consent, including an order dismissing the appeal. He said it had been agreed between the sides that an order should be made affirming the declaration made in the High Court in favour of Graham Dwyer. And Dwyer's Senior Counsel Remy Farrell said they had no difficulty with the order, and he pointed out that his interest was to be able to argue the admissibility of evidence in Dwyer's appeal as distinct from a wider context. So the court will now go ahead and draw up the agreed final orders in the case.
So the implications then of today's developments?
Well, as I say, it just means that he will be able to go ahead now with his appeal. Graham Dwyer was convicted in 2015, so it's been a long time now since his conviction for the murder of Elaine O'Hara, and his appeal has not yet been heard. So this will be an issue now that he will be able to raise at his appeal, and it will hear arguments about whether or not the mobile phone metadata should have been admitted as evidence in his trial. That issue will be determined by the Court of Appeal, which will take a number of factors into account in determining whether or not that evidence should have been admitted at the trial. And just because the CJEU and the Supreme Court have found now in Dwyer's favour, that does not necessarily mean that the Court of Appeal has to dismiss the evidence. There's other judgments of the courts, other legislation they can take into account when deciding whether or not that evidence should have been admitted. It could eventually end up back in the Supreme Court if there is a point of law that one or the other of the parties want to argue. There's also the issue now of legislation, whether the Minister for Justice will go ahead with new legislation taking the findings of the CJEU and the Supreme Court into account.
Orla O'Donnell, thanks indeed for that.